Blog Talk Radio.
Today, July 27th, I'm your host, Janice Chanel, and tonight we have an exciting show for you. We're speaking with Tim Green, but before we speak to Tim, I just want to remind you all that the call-in number is 914-803-4399. Again, that number is 914-803-4399. And you can also join us on our tweet chat by using the hashtag Beauty Lounge. And I just wanted to give a very quick shout-out to someone who listens from Texas every Sunday night. They listen by phone. I don't know who you are, but I thank you and I appreciate your support. So now I'm going to turn it over to Denise, and she has beauty news for us.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the beauty news. Learn the art of airbrush. Ket Cosmetics presents Basic Airbrush Level 1, Sunday, August 17th, hosted by Koenig and Alcone. There will be a practice session which includes airbrushing on paper, yourself, and each other. Walk away with an understanding of how to control an airbrush to achieve the desired looks. Essentials of airbrush, color match and correction, highlight and contour, and airbrush maintenance are just a few things that you will learn in that class. The cost of the class is $395, and they have presently five spaces left. So to register for that KET class, you can go to ketcosmetics.com. That's spelled K-E-T-T, ketcosmetics.com. And congratulations to the two winners of the Kelly Gleason Scholarship. The Powder Group is pleased to announce the winners of the Kelly Gleason Scholarship for the Makeup Arts in partnership with Makeup Forever TV and Cinema Academy. The Kelly Gleason Scholarship is an annual award presented by the Powder Group, and Makeup Forever TV and Cinema Academy Paris is proud to be the 2014 partner of this very special program. Forgive me, I can't read my own writing. The scholarship has been introduced to identify those who are dedicated and motivated to enhance their professional skills and become the next generation of professional makeup artists. 2014 brought with it more amazing submissions than ever for the scholarship, with nearly 50 entries from around the world. After an entry panel review chose 20 finalists for the award, a final decision was made by the team at the Makeup Forever TV and Cinema Academy. And this year, for the first time ever, the Academy team were so impressed with the entries that they are offering two artists each a full scholarship. And those two artists are the 2014 Kelly Gleason Scholarship for the Makeup Arts, and are, hopefully I'm pronouncing this correctly, Onorina Jomier from Coral Springs, Florida, and Carmen Diane, whom I know from Los Angeles.
Oh, Carmen.
Yeah, congratulations to both of you.
Now, do you know what they had to do to submit, I guess, for that scholarship?
I don't.
Okay. That's interesting. Well, congratulations to both of those winners. That's good news. More people are going to learn a little bit more about film and television, but tonight we're speaking with the film and television makeup artist, and I'm excited to have her on. So welcome to the show, Kim Green. Hi, Kim. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm great. I'm great. I want to say congratulations to the scholarship winners. That's amazing.
Yeah. Isn't it?
What
amazing?
An opportunity. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I wish we had things like that when I got in.
I know.
Maybe
I know,
was.
Right?
That's fantastic.
I know. It's like things have really changed. I mean, like, you probably started before we did, but things have really, really changed in this business. Let's talk a little bit about that. Let's start off first by asking you to introduce yourself to our listening audience and just telling everyone what inspired you to become a makeup artist.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll tell you a little bit about me since there may be plenty of people that don't know who I am. I'm Kim Green, and I've been a professional makeup artist for 25 years, which shocks me, primarily in film and a little bit of television. Maybe some of the films and TV shows that I've department heads, you guys might know, Superbad, Terminator Salvation. I did both the Charlie's Angels films, Identity Thief, and the TV show The Goldbergs. So maybe some of those will ring a bell. And then what did you say, what inspired me?
Yes.
To become a makeup artist? Well, you know, I was always a film buff, and I loved TV, and I always wanted to be part of that community. I didn't have any idea how to do that. And I remember my sister was in college, and she came home for the summer, and she and I was 2 years behind her, and she went to Indiana University, and she said, you know, there's a program there for entertainment, for film and television, and I think that'd be so good for you. You would love that. And I didn't even know it existed, you know. And I said, you're right. So me. You mean I could make a living in film and television? I'm in. So I went there, actually ended up majoring in film and TV and minoring in theater and art. And when I got out of school, I went back to Chicago where I grew up. And then I moved to Dallas, and I pursued work as a production assistant just to get in. I didn't know from makeup at that point. And I started floor directing and production assistant. I did something called a still store. I don't know what that is, but and I remember specifically one night I was working at Channel 13 in Dallas on the Friday night news show, and I saw a makeup artist, and they were working on the newscasters. And I had this little epiphany. I said, I knew I wanted to do that because it combined, you know, my artistic ability, my love of art and drawing. Both my parents were also artists, and my love of film and TV, and it was perfect. So to make a long story short, I went to L.A. I studied with Vincent Kehoe. He's sadly passed away, but he was – RCMA, Research Council of Makeup Artists, that's his mom.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I studied with him. And on my flight back, I just, you know, sometimes you just get lucky. I was sitting next to a low-budget film producer.
Oh, wow.
I know, can you believe? And I'm chatty, so of course. I'm chatting him, we're talking, asking him every question in the book about film. And we became friends. And guys, I ended up working with him. I did like two films with them, very low budget. I mean, less than $9 budgets in the next 2 years. But it was enough to get me started. And I had no idea what I was doing at the time. But, boy, it was like, you know, hard knocks, life, you know, lessons. And then I kind of took a step backwards and went back to, like, assisting so that, you know, I was makeup and hair on a low budget film when you really don't know what you're doing is a little bit terrifying. But I did fine. Believe it or not, it was low budget enough. They were just happy to have me.
Right, exactly.
But then exactly. I'm sure you've been there. But then, to wrap it up, my big life changer was when JFK, the movie JFK, I don't know if you remember it, it came to Dallas. And I pretty much stalked Ron Berkeley, who was the makeup department head, until he hired me. And I called him 10 times. I really did. I was obnoxious.
Oh,
but
wow.
I think what happened was that he realized I was such a makeup geek and I was so committed that he loved me. And he became my mentor for many, many years. And he taught me the craft. He taught me everything about professionalism. And honestly, I have to give Ron a ton of credit for my success because he just taught me the right way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it. That's a little bit of my story.
I guess it didn't hurt knowing Vincent Kehoe either, huh?
Well, yeah, Vincent was fantastic, but he was intimidating, that man. but wonderful.
Oh, really?
And he remembered me. You know, I remember way at the end. He was at a trade show very shortly before he died. I mean, he was dedicated to this field. I'm talking 6 months before he passed. I mean, he was really dedicated to this business, and he was always there, and he always remembered me. I always felt like any minute he was going to go, who are you? Always remembered. Gave me a big hug.
Nice.
You know, I always think back about how back, and both my sister and I have been doing this for about a good 16 years now. And you've even longer. And I think about how back then you didn't even realize makeup could be a career. You know, you could have a career as a makeup artist. And then now it's like everybody's a makeup artist now. You don't have, well, I shouldn't say you don't have, but I was going to say you don't have the mentors today that you had yesterday. You know, and I'm not speaking against anyone in particular or anything, but I just feel like some of the people, there's a lot of people out there now who don't really have the love for the craft the way people used to. It's like for some people now, it's just, you know, they like makeup, it's a job. Back then, I thought of people that they did this and they wanted to be in it for the long haul. You know what I mean? And people really had a passion for what they did. I mean, you know, you see it in some people now, like some of the people coming up, but you don't see it as much.
But
you
know what?
Any changes?
Well, you know, I love how many people love makeup now. I look at it just slightly differently in that, you know, the shows like Face Off and you know, things like that that have brought makeup artistry to the regular person, even YouTube and blogging. And, you know, it's, I know it feels very saturated, but at the same time, it's like, you know, it's something I love. So I'm glad more people know about it and love it.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that cream rises to the top. I think what will happen is that the cream will rise, and those people will be the future of our industry. And really, to do film and television, and you know, actually, any of them, even to be a good bridal artist or, you know, a good print artist or work with celebrities, you got to have a level of professionalism and experience. If you don't, you won't last anyway.
Exactly,
And those people will disappear. So it's okay if the pool is large as long as there's enough. Maybe the goodies are in there. They're just hidden a little bit. And I've been lucky enough. I do mentor. And because of the mentors that I've had in my life, I really give back. I'm serious about it. In fact, Melissa Street and I have a mentoring program that we do. And it is a paid program because we're so busy that we need to, you know, for our time. But it's very reasonable. And we do stuff like that. And the blogging that I do and YouTube, that to me is mentoring. That's giving back my knowledge. And those
Absolutely.
I don't get paid for. You know, I do a lot of that. And I do that because of the Rons and the Vincents in my life, you know, and those people that were – so instrumental in teaching me the way to do this right, you know?
Right.
And I've met a lot of good kids, you know, You know, I don't know if you guys know Angie Davis. She's also known as Goldie Starling on YouTube.
Yes. I think her name sounds very familiar. She sounds familiar.
Oh, check her out. She's amazing. And she's one of those young girls that, you know, she starts out as a YouTuber in a small town. And now she's gotten a scholarship, I believe it's Cinema Makeup School, V. Neal Scholarship, to become a future, you know, film or television makeup artist. And I just feel so lucky that, you know, there's a chance that somebody of that caliber is gonna take the reins, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there's more
mm-hmm.
people like that. I pick her up because I actually know her, and I've had dinner with her, and I've talked to her, and I'm so impressed by her. And just people like her. I'm just super impressed
mm-hmm.
by them. So I think there's hope for us, guys. I think there's hope for us.
You know, well, I'm really impressed with all that you just said about the mentoring and you know.
Yeah.
I just wish
yeah.
more people who did that. Some people do that, but you just don't know about it.
And that's the thing. I don't talk about it a lot. And I'm sure there's plenty of people that do mentoring. And, in fact, you know, like there's even the groups on Facebook that my brain has gone completely blank on which groups they are because I'm a member of a lot of these groups.
Yeah, me too.
And people, well, it's great because they'll get, you know, people write in and they ask questions and, you know, they want to know and then people write back and everybody joins in. It's like this community of people helping each other. I love the new technologies. I think it's so cool. I really do.
Absolutely.
I mean, look what you guys
think
are
about
doing.
But think about it. When you first started, Kim, where was the internet?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it probably wasn't
when I first started
around.
What, honey?
I said when you first started doing makeup, where was the internet?
Oh, it didn't exist. Are you kidding? There was
exactly.
No internet 25 years ago.
Exactly.
No. Yeah, you didn't know anything. You had to make phone calls. I mean,
absolutely.
That's when I said I was stalking, you know, Ron. It's because I and what I did was, this is so funny, now you would just get online and find, you know, you could find me, we could find you, we could find everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew that there were certain area codes in Los Angeles, 818-213 and 8310 at the time. So I started calling the area codes and trying to find the numbers of this Ron Berkeley, who was a department head on JFK, and that's how I found him. You know, what would you do? Today it's super easy to find people on the internet, but it wasn't back then. So you had to really be motivated to be a makeup artist back then, I'll tell you what.
Right, exactly. You really did. You really
did. Well, if you were serious about it, and if you were serious about it, you went where the work was. So we all flew to Los Angeles. We drove, we flew, we changed our lives. That's not necessarily the case now. I mean, Atlanta's booming, so New Orleans is booming. You can live other places. But back then, you really couldn't. I mean, there was Dallas. There was a few places, but the films would come to town for a year, and then they would move to the next location. They've sort of now settled into certain places besides Los Angeles, but it wasn't like that.
Right.
You went where the work was, and that was Los Angeles, California. That was it.
Exactly.
Really.
Exactly.
Let me ask you this question, Kim, because I know you're married, right?
Yeah.
And you have children?
No, two cats.
Oh, two cats. Okay,
my first. Yeah.
But you're married. So, talk a little bit because I know there are people out there who are new to the business or want to get in the business, and they're married, and some of them have kids. How hard is it, especially when you travel to work? How hard is it being in this business and being married?
Well, I can't speak about the children part because I don't have them, so I'm not educated in that. But what I can speak about, yes, of course, is about traveling with my husband. My husband I met back in Dallas when I lived there, and he was an apprentice editor. He got on JFK as well the same day, and our sort of future and our paths connected. We were dating at the time. But, yeah, it was sort of like meant to be. And we both decided to follow JFK to Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, but I guess the bottom line is, to answer your question, is that we both knew this was our career and our life path and whatever that meant. So if that meant we needed to be separated for months at a time, he just got back from 3.5 months on location. But I've always said, you know, I'm in this relationship with my husband for 21 years now, I think it is, we've been married. I'm in it for the long haul. So being apart for 3 months isn't the end of the world. I miss him. It's you know, we travel, we see each other when we can. But we know that that's our love and our dream, and that's the life we've chosen. And I picked another film guy, not on purpose, but I mean, I guess kind of on purpose because we had so much in common. But he understands, and I understand. And I'm super independent, and so is he. And I love my life like this. It works for us. It's fine.
Got it.
A little less fine as I've gotten older, to be honest. I miss him more, and I think there's less time left on the other side of life. So I'm like, and I'm ancient by any stretch, but I'm not 20 or 30 anymore. So I go, I'd really like to spend more time with my husband.
Exactly. You know, I think it's always good when you have someone that understanding and understands the business that you're in. And just like you said, you know, it works for you, you know.
It does. Well, you make it work. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's the key.
And by the way, if it doesn't, and it doesn't work, then there's other options. There's television. A lot of I know a lot of people with kids and husbands that stay in LA and they work in television because they don't want to or can't leave their homes.
Right.
Or they can do other types of makeup artistry. There's a ton of options for us as artists, you know.
Right.
Television. And you can stay at home with your family. But that's, you know, that's a lifestyle choice. That's something that you have to decide. Like I told you, I mentor people, and they're always asking these kind of questions. And it's really down to lifestyle. What matters to you? What's important? What are you willing to compromise on, give up, what you want? And then you make that. It's not just, hey, I want to be a makeup artist. You've got to decide about all of that.
Right.
Absolutely. So you mentioned Face Off 2 minutes ago, which I absolutely love. Do you remember the reality show Blush? It's another makeup reality show.
You know, I never saw it. I'm sorry. What was it? Tell me.
Well, it was a reality show called Blush, and basically it was pretty much all types of makeup. So they did a little bit of everything. And it's competition style, of course. But I was wondering if you saw it because I was going to ask you what makes a great makeup artist, and do you think knowing all how to do, because they did like show makeup, they did period makeup, they touched it all. So I was going to ask you, do you think knowing all of that makes a great, well-rounded artist, or do you think an artist can just kind of be good and kind of not know?
You mean not know everything? Like, well,
yeah. But,
okay, so let me just start with. I'm sorry?
Well, I was going to say there was one of the artists on that competition show. She was from Vegas, and she didn't know how to do, like, showgirl makeup.
Oh, okay.
So people were looking at her like, you're from Vegas. Why not? You know, that type of thing.
No, she should have known because she could have made more money. Because look
yeah,
what a great opportunity
exactly.
she was missing. That's how I think
exactly.
of it.
Exactly.
You know, the
exactly.
more well-rounded you are, the more work you're going to get and the more money you're going to make. If it's not about money for you, because frankly, I'm not money motivated. I'm project motivated. I'm creative motivated. I'm motivated by a ton of stuff, which money is usually the end result of that if you're passionate. But I'm sorry, I get into another conversation. But I do think that it's all about knowing, you know, what makes a great makeup artist. Let me go back to your question. Is it really is being prepared and knowing what you're doing, having knowledge, understanding tools, products, you know, the techniques. You know, there's a lot of people that – here's the bottom line, too, is you're going to get in a lot of trouble if you walk into a situation and you're not prepared and or you don't have the knowledge that you need. It's going to bite you in the ass. Can I say that on radio?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you sure can.
Just about, you know, phoning it in, forget about it. You got to be ready. I'm a huge believer in being prepared, and part of being prepared is knowledge. Do you have to know huge monster effects to make it in the film business? No. I'm not a monster makeup artist. I know effects. I know I can do bald cap and beards and cuts and bruises and scars and, you know, period makeup. I love doing period makeup. That's just a lot of fun.
Yes.
You know, all that stuff you got to know as a film person, because you don't know, and television, you don't know what's going to be in your script, you know?
Right.
And you may,
right.
and you don't want to turn down a job or be scared.
Right.
You know, and there's so many things to learn. I'm still learning. I go to classes sometimes, the Hair and Makeup Artist Network. I'm a huge fan of that group of people. I love them. And they have, you know, free classes every month if you're a member. And I go, I'm like, who knows what all. Barry Koper was there last month, and I learned some great stuff about bruising that you pre-make them on wax paper. I'd never seen that. I'm
yes.
like, I'm 25 years in. I've never seen that technique. That's neat, you know, and so I learned something. And I'm going to play with that and probably use it. But I don't ever want to, and I'm not saying that I don't ever, I call it hashtag failure. There are times when you go, I'm terrified because I don't want to fail. I don't want to do bad for the people that I'm working with, so I better be prepared.
Right.
And if you're not, guess what? You will fail.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's, you know, either in a small way or a big way. So, yes, to be a great makeup artist, to be any kind of makeup artist, you got to know what you're doing. You have to be ready.
And I think when you're doing film and television, you can expect there to be some special effects at some point in your career. It's just going to be. There's no way around it.
100%. I mean, you guys live it. And honestly, even in, I do a lot of comedies. I love being around funny people, and I love laughing. So I do a lot of comedies. And people are saying, oh, there's no effects in comedies. Well, I did the Three Stooges, guys. I mean,
right.
There are more effects in that movie. I mean, and they would throw them at us. You know, like, hey, today they're going to take some iron, and they're going to put it onto the guy's chest to revitalize him. Kim, can you make it look like he got burned with some irons and, like, you know, smoke and stuff? And they really burn. I'm like, staring at him now, this second?
Right.
Okay. So I had to make it look real. I've come from a place of reality. Well, who does that to anybody? But, you know, and make it kind of funny so it's not terrifying. You know,
mm-hmm.
Yes, that's effects. All the time. Even in comedy.
Yeah.
And I, of course, do dramas and everything else. And, you know, but you have to have an arsenal of knowledge and tools and products ready to go.
Speaking of products, what do you think every film and television makeup artist should have in their kit?
Okay. Let me think about that for just a second. You know what I'm really into right now? And I don't know that every artist needs to have this, but I'm just going to talk about something I'm into. Vegan brushes. Because I'm
mm-hmm.
a vegetarian.
Me too.
Aren't they great? I'm so
yes,
happy
I'm
making them now. And, you know, if anybody's interested, there's some good companies like, you know, Bedellum, obviously, is vegan. The London Brush Company, Sean's making some good vegan brushes now. And
yeah.
Sigma has some good options. So those are just three good ones if you guys are interested in vegan brushes, so anybody who's listening. And
what was the third one you said?
Sigma?
Oh, Sigma, okay.
Sigma, yeah. And there's some really good.
Yeah,
put it on it. Sigma has, let me tell you one of my favies from Sigma. It's the flat kabuki.
Uh-huh.
You can use it for foundations. I love it. The flat angled kabuki is really good. And then the London Brush Company, I love her super fine bent liner.
Oh, yeah,
and,
that one too.
Isn't it good? I live with
it
that.
Is.
It's like my favorite brush. I love it. And then Bedellum, of course, they're all great. But you know Bedellum has special sex brushes too.
Oh, they do. Brushes. Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm. Those are great. So there we go. So good way to be kind. Add some vegan brushes to your arsenal. Of course, I love the beauty blenders.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of the originals, not the little wannabe ones. I think those are
right.
terrible. They're hard as a rock, and they don't work.
Oh, my God, they are.
They
and
don't
then when
work.
You go to wash them, and they tear apart.
They tear apart. This makes me mad,
yeah.
too. Makes me a little mad because I just love Rihanna. I hate everybody's copy.
Yeah. yeah.
So I'm like, use the original. And then I love, what else do I love? I love Judith August. She's the best. And Killer Cover from Judith August.
Oh,
have
yeah.
Have you ever used it?
Lena Anderson uses it all the time. so.
Well, that's because I showed Lena.
Exactly.
when
he tries to cover a tattoo, she brings it out.
Throw that out. And it works really good. You know, it's pretty waterproofy, too, and it works really good for cutting, you know, little cuts or acne
mm-hmm.
or cold sore. And it's got castor oil in it, actually, which is why it stays up to water. It's really great. And it comes with 5 shades, so it'll work for – it's a little wheel. I think she has them separately now, too.
Oh, nice. I still need to get some of those because I do like them. Every time I see Lena
so
use them, I do like them.
They're really inexpensive. They're the little Killer Cover wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Pick one up. You'll thank me, I promise. And then what else?
Let me ask you this, because on this mm-hmm. last project I did, I had to cover some major tattoos. So I actually hired Lena to come day play with us. And,
sure.
Of course, she had her products ready. but I actually bought, like, the whole collection of I'm drawing a blank on the name.
Dermablend.
Dermablend's Leg and Body. Have you ever used Dermablend's Leg and Body to cover tattoos?
You know, I haven't. How did it work? Did you say you tried it?
Wonderful.
Sorry, I was reading the Twitter. I got lost. What?
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's my favorite product to cover large tattoos. If you have large tattoos, it's the best. I mean, it's good for any size tattoos, but if you have large tattoos, I think that's the best thing to use.
Oh,
it
tweet
was wonderful.
That so I'll have it. That's
yeah,
great.
I will. I'll do that.
I use Illustrator palettes. I use the alcohol palettes. I use airbrush sometimes. I use PAX paint. I use PAX paint a number of times. I like the Killer Cover, but you got to be careful because it's a cream product and you don't want to, you know, if it's the inside of the arm, you don't want to use it because it's going to get unclosed. But it's really good for, you know, a shoulder or the outside of an arm. Like, I did a YouTube video on Killer Cover, so if you want to see it, it's Kim Green Makeup, and it really shows you how to use the Killer Cover to cover tattoos. But that said, I noticed that if I don't say anything like, oh, I use different techniques for different things, how do you know? But I do. It really depends on the situation.
Yeah.
And even aerospray makeup, that's really good too. I often use that to cover tattoos, or I'll use it to spray over top, like if I'm really going fast. It's a great way to just blend everything together.
Oh, yeah.
If you haven't used that, it's really good.
And that's the good thing. There's so many different products that you can use, but, you know, you just have to know what's out there.
Well, and you got to test things. You got to try it.
Yeah.
You know, and hopefully before you are actually there on the day. And, of course, the last product I got to talk about is my own bag company, the Kim Green line of set and actor bags, because, you know, you got to have those.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Shameless plug.
Well, what inspired those bags? What made you say, okay, I need to create some bags?
Well, I'm going to take you back in time since you guys were around more than 10 years ago, 16 years ago, it sounds like. You know, there wasn't, you know, nowadays you go to a trade show and the market is saturated with clear plastic bags. They're everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But remember, over 10 years ago, I started my company 10 years ago, all we had was those big black canvas bags. Remember those with the outer pockets?
Yeah,
you'd get lost forever. You'd never find anything again.
Yep.
And we use Ziploc bags. Remember Ghetto Fabulous Ziploc bags?
And you know what I did, Kim? I would go to Walmart and just try to find any type of plastic bag that I could, but it never compared.
Well, they were super flimsy. The plastic bags there were some out there, but they were super flimsy. They were really tacky looking, and they were like tote bags. You know, and maybe they'd have a zipper. But anyway, the long and the short of it is, I even used, for a while, there's pictures of me, using lunch boxes, those metal lunch boxes. I mean, I was desperate because
hated
the big black, you know, caverns. So my friend Aaron Wildridge and I started a company that used to be called KE Empties. She got out of the company after about a year, and we had made these little puff holders and brush holders, and she really just wasn't into it. She's one of my best friends in the world still to this day, but she just wasn't into being a business person. And after she got out, I changed the name to the Kim Green line because I wasn't really sure what I was going to do. I'm like, oh, do I keep doing bags or could I do something else? I'll just call it the Kim Green line, and then I can do whatever I want. And because of this desire to have a different kind of bag, it was always in my mind, and I was on location, and I went to sleep, and I had this design, I call them like dream designs, like designer dreams or whatever. I wake up having designed something, I do this, and I there was a napkin by my bed. Frankly, I'd had a cocktail the night before, and there was a napkin by the side of my bed, and I grabbed a pen, too much information. And I drew this bag that I had dreamt, which ultimately turned into my premier bag, which was a plastic bag, and it had outer pockets, which did not exist. Clear outer pockets did not exist with zippers. You could put – it was all about fast. How fast can I find stuff in this bag I got 30 seconds to do my touches, you know. And I had drawn it on this napkin. I woke up in the morning. I'm like, what is that? I'm like, oh, my God, I designed a bag. And I went, I started making it. And then I made a little mini version of it, the essential bag. And that kind of was that was what inspired me, was desire and need. I think that's how a lot of, you know, we've already talked about the Beauty Blender and, you know, Ket Cosmetics, you mentioned, that's a makeup artist that had a product, you know, came up with a product line, and Beauty Blender is a makeup artist that came up with a product line. And there's a lot of us that are, you know, in the trenches. You guys have a product line. We're working in the trenches, and we find a need. And then we come
right.
up with, you know, the ingenuity to come up with the answer. And once
right.
That's what the inspiration is. What doesn't exist that we need to make our lives easier, better, whatever the situation is? And that's the inspiration. And then we take it out into the market, which is the huge part. You know, it's one thing to think it. I've designed a million things in my head. I'm sure people listening are like, oh, that thing, I really thought of it, and I should have. That. People tell me all the time. And then suddenly someone else makes it. You're like, damn, I missed that. But
right.
to take it to that next step, do the legal work, do the website, figure out distribution, who's going to carry the stuff, advertising, marketing. It's enormous. It's enormous.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that take that on, you know, that's amazing to me. Sometimes I'm amazed, like, did I really do that? Like, how did I do that? I did it one step at a time, one little thing at a time, and eventually it became something. And then, of course, now everybody else has plastic bags, too. So I'm like, now what? You know, what's next for me? Because, you know, part of it isn't just stopping. It's something, you know, it's saturated. Now what? I got to find something else to do. And then I will, because I can't ever not. I mean, that's just my brain wants to keep creating. You girls are insane, what you've done. Right? I mean, look at you. How did you, and I got to just ask you a question. How did you figure out this talk online show? Where did that come from?
Well, you know, it was years ago, back in the MySpace days. Do you remember MySpace?
Yeah.
Were you ever? Okay. I was on MySpace.
I feel bad. It kind of came and went, but yes.
Right. I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was on MySpace, and I used to see this blog talk radio. None of the people were in the beauty profession, just different people. And I would always say, what is this blog talk radio? So finally, one time I decided, okay, let me, you know, research and see what it is. And
mm-hmm.
I saw that it was an online radio network, and, you know, you could host a show. And I'm thinking, oh, that's pretty cool. And then I said to myself,
yeah.
Oh, gosh, maybe I should do that. You know, we should do it, you know, talk about beauty. So we started. The first show was a disaster, in our eyes anyway. And the first show was a disaster. And then we just did, like how you said, one step at a time. We just did
mm-hmm.
one show at a time. And then it started growing. You know, we would invite people to listen. We would invite people to listen, invite people to call in. We would tell people to call in and ask their questions.
Yeah, I was going to say, we didn't invite them. We told them to call in.
Yeah, well, told them.
Call in and ask the question.
Right.
Right. And then eventually, like, you know, we started getting on social media, talking about it, and people started tuning in. And then we moved it from Thursday night to Sunday night because most of the people that we interview are working artists. So
right.
we were having issues every once in a while on Thursday night. Even for ourselves, like if we were working on a film, we may not get to do it. So we started switching it to Sundays. And then we started going from every other week to every week. So it was just one show at a time. So now it's like...
Yeah.
So
yeah, and how's the challenge of being, you know, full-time makeup artist and then having, you know, a product? You have Illusions Cosmetics, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep.
How do you balance all that? I know I'm turning the interview on you. You see how
oh,
I do
it's
that?
Right, all right. We're all under that.
I'm curious.
It's really difficult because
in order for, you know, your businesses to grow, you have to really give it time. And when you're working, it's hard to give it the time that it really needs, you know. Because,
absolutely.
You know, of course you have to make money. You have to make money to survive, to pay your bills, you know, to pay your mortgage. You have to make money to put into the business. And so you can't, you know, you can't do that if you don't work. So you have to, so it's like when we have downtime from projects, that's the time when we really go in and really, really push. But sometimes it's, I think we're going to have to make more of a sacrifice. So that means, like, you know, when certain jobs are offered, sometimes we may have to say no if we really, really, you know, want to see it really grow. We have to be able to sacrifice a little bit of time from working to really put the time into it to make it
grow.
Yeah,
it's truly balance. It's giving love. You know, I always say, like, I can tell when I haven't put a lot of love into the bag company because, you know, the sales go down. Things change.
Yeah.
I can do as well. And as soon as I start putting a little love into it, it, like, grows again. You know, it's really fascinating where you put it. But to have a small company and to be an entrepreneur, you know, and especially if you have another full-time job, you got to be passionate about it because it's not going to make you money overnight. And I'm talking to anybody else who's interested in doing this. You have to be patient, and you're in it for the, you know, the longer haul. And if you can't do that, and it's taking up too much of your time, and it's not, you know, it's not something you want to do, like my friend Aaron, you don't do it, and that's okay.
Right.
You got to be okay with letting it go. But, you know, if you want to succeed in something, you gotta be patient.
Absolutely.
And it depends how important it is to you. And you know, I read when I first started out, you know, I was at a bookstore, and it's so funny. I was at this little bookstore. It was one of those old used bookstores, and you can smell it almost. That's how old it was. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, those hardly exist anymore either. I miss those places.
Exactly.
You could go in and get, like, a used book for a buck, you know. But I remember walking through, and I had just gotten out of college, and I really, you know, I didn't know at that time I wanted to be a makeup artist. I did go to college, though, in entertainment, and I'm still like, what do I do? What do I do? How am I going to get a job? What am I going to do with my life? And I saw this book. You know, again, it's one of those moments. You know, you go, and I look up and I see this book, and the title was, and I'm sorry if it's not exactly the title. I should probably look it up, but because I've told the story. But basically it said, do what you love and the money will come.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even read the book. I just, the title was enough. The title did it. I mean, this epiphany of, like, oh, I got to do what I love. Like, stop worrying about how much money I'm going to make. Am I going to be okay? Just have faith, you know, that if you do what you love and you are guided by your passion and by your belief, everything will work out. The money will come.
Yep.
And the money always has come for me. And I think it's because I always come from a place of authenticity and passion and really caring about whatever it is I'm involved in. And, you know, giving 100%, being prepared, doing the homework, doing the work, doing it 100%. In fact, I probably drive other people crazy, including myself. But I think that's what it takes.
Absolutely.
And just, you know, follow your dream. And it will work out. It will. And you guys, you're already doing great. I mean, what you've succeeded in doing is really fantastic. I mean, I'm impressed. I'm inspired by you guys. Makes me want to do that.
Thank
you
very much.
Well, that's
nice. I got enough jobs. Yeah,
I mean,
seriously.
To be honest, it really can be difficult because there are some Sunday nights, and I'm just like, you know, just to be perfectly honest, there are some Sunday nights I'm like, oh, gosh, you know, we still have to do beauty talk, and, you know, we've got a 3 a.m. call time, and, oh, my God, you know.
Yeah.
Like, can I do this? I don't really want to do this. But, you know, we have to. We committed to doing it, so we have to do it.
Well, and you also, if you commit to do it, sometimes it's easier when you don't think about yourself and you think about someone else.
Mm-hmm.
If you're thinking about your listeners
Absolutely.
And what they can get out of it, I'm sure that's what turns you around. You know, because if it's about you, forget it. You'll lay on the couch and watch TV. But if I'm thinking about other people and what I'm doing for them and how that's helping them, that makes it a lot easier for me.
Yep.
You know,
and that's
right.
what inspires
so
us.
Right.
Isn't that what inspires you? You're like, hey, they might get something out of this, or they'll be entertained, or, you know,
exactly.
whatever it is.
Because you think about
I'm sorry, I was just going to say, you think about when we started the business, how this type of platform was not available. So for all the people who are out there now, I mean, they have everything right at their fingertips. So, I mean, it keeps us going. It keeps us motivated to be able to provide this platform for people, you know, not just listening
to
us, but, you know, we bring you guests from all over the country, all over the world. You know, they share their experiences, and hopefully people get something from it.
Well, and if you're talking about your one guest from Texas who calls every – who's the phone caller every Sunday, you said?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean,
yes.
She's, like, waiting for Sunday night, like, excited about
right.
it. Like, well, who's going to be on? What am I going to hear?
And we're excited about
like,
that.
Well, we don't know anything about her, but the truth is, like, maybe this is so important – this is really important to her and something she looks forward to. So there's – I'm sure there's more than one, you know?
Right, exactly.
But one person, and that's pretty cool. I mean, that's great.
Well,
and
I enjoyed
doing it. I'm glad you did.
Exactly.
How I recognize this person is she's always the first caller, and that's what – and then I – you know, that area code sticks out because she's always the first caller. She or he,
I'm
sure.
Always the first caller.
But
that's what it was. Okay.
They're always the first caller, so that's why I always pay attention to that. But, you know, my prayer is always that each week somebody would be inspired or motivated to go out and try a new product or try a new technique or really dig deep and say, what are my goals as a makeup artist or hairstylist or whatever it is that they want to be. So
if they're struggling and, you know, it's hard to find work or whatever the situation is, maybe they hear something that inspires them. Or, you know, like in this conversation, you know, we're a lot of entrepreneurial type people. Maybe they have an idea and they will be motivated to actually follow through with it. You know,
absolutely.
You just don't know what you're doing and inspiring.
Absolutely. And then, you know, actually, there's sometimes when we're sitting interviewing somebody and we are actually inspired. By listening and talking to our guests. So it's kind of a win-win situation for everybody. Can't go wrong.
Well, and I don't know if you noticed this, but a lot of your questions are about inspiration. I mean, I think most of them are about inspiration. What inspired me? You know, what I don't even know what all the questions were, but do you know what I mean? So that's important to you. And it's important to me, too, obviously.
Yeah. And I think the reason being is because, again, like I said, there are so many people out there who are just starting or who are, you know, really young in the business and who really need that that guidance. And, you know, so they want to know. And there are people from all walks of life who, you know, some people are single mothers, but they know they have the passion for doing makeup, you know. And so they want to know, well, how did you do it? How did your guests do it, you know? You know, how can I do it as a single mother of, I don't know, one or two kids, but, you know, that's hard enough, being single and having to raise a child, but to want to do something, especially working in film and television, which, you know, the hours are crazy, you know, there's no guarantee that you're going to be working, you know, 9 to 5, there's no such thing, you know, so I think it's inspiring for people to hear how, you know, how our guests get started in the business, where they came from, you know, like for the two of us, we have accounting backgrounds. You know, we have accounting degrees. We worked as accountants for like 12, 13 years. And, you know, who would have thought that we would have become makeup artists? You know what I mean? And then to be in the business for as long as we've been in the business.
Yeah, successfully.
People need to hear that.
Oh, absolutely. We come from all over the place. I mean, you know, all over the place. I know a nurse that became a makeup artist. I mean, you know. And also, you know, I just met somebody who's much older in life getting, you know, back into the business after having their kids and, you know, came and did a mentorship with us. And you know, so you just don't know when either, like at what point in your life.
That's true.
But wanted to get back into the workforce and go back to the business that she loved. You know, and oh, boy, how do I do that? You know, help. And I'm like, okay, let's sit and talk, you know.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of inspiration, Kim, what actually inspires you?
Well, you know, we're sort of on this thing. So really, I'm super inspired by, you know, artists that are also pioneers in business. I mean, that's what inspires me right now. And,
You know, like you guys interviewed Eugenia West of Senna, so you know what I'm talking about. She's so inspirational. I mean, an artist that, look what she's done with Senna Cosmetics. I mean, it's just incredible. Let's see, you know, Naomi Sims. Do you guys know who Naomi Sims is or was? By any chance? Well, she was a model, and she created a makeup line primarily for darker skin tones, and she died at age 52 from breast cancer, I believe. It's really sad, but if you read about her, her story is fantastic, and, you know, that she created this line, and, you know, she inspires me, and I'm sad her products are gone. Her company dissolved when she passed, which I just love their makeup so much. And let's see who else. Christian Tinsley. He inspires me a lot because, you know, the way we used to do tattoos, do you remember that? The old days where you'd have to use the antiperspirant that's a carbon copy and blah, blah, blah. And he, you know, he changed the way that we, you know, apply tattoos and fake tattoos forever. And now they're so easy. I mean, he makes it so simple for all of us, but it used to be a big deal. I mean, I remember taking Matt Dillon. I was doing a movie, and he wanted a tattoo. And I took him as his character. I said, you and I, as your character, are going into this tattoo parlor. And we went to a real tattoo parlor on Sunset Boulevard. I met him. And we went, this is how much we used to have to go through. We go to the tattoo parlor, and he actually picked out a cross that he wanted. He wanted to wear it upside down. It was a weird character choice, whatever, for a movie called Albino Alligator. And this is many, many moons ago. And then we got the tattoo, and it was on the carbon copy sheets. Remember the three sheets with the carbon copy? So I had a whole bunch of them made up. And then, you know, it turns out we ended up not using it because he's real. And I'm not kidding you. On day one for the camera test, I cut it out. I applied it. We put the antiperspirant on it. Was it speed stick? I can't remember now. And then you would rub it on there, and there'd be a little bit of ink left. And then you'd wipe it off with alcohol, and there'd be sort of a faint tint. And then you'd go over it with a tattoo pen or some, you know, I don't even think illustrator exists back then. And then he would look at me, and he said, "We are so not doing this every day." Thank God you said that, because I don't want to do it every day. And so people like Christian Tinsley saved our butts, saved a lot of time and effort and energy. And that's amazing. I can't even believe he came up with that. But so he totally inspires me. Nature inspires me. Animals inspire me. You know, those kind of things. Anything else inspires me. Good books, art, photography, dance, anything artistic inspires me. Actors, good actors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good actor. Is there something in your 25-year career that you haven't done that you would love to do?
Ooh, I haven't done that I would love to. I'd like to rest.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, I would like to rest. I would like balance in my life. I know this isn't what you were really asking, but this is what came up for me. I want balance in my life. I want to do a little bit less of everything. I'm definitely a workaholic, and it's taken me a long time to admit that. A lot of people would say to me, "You're such a workaholic." I'm like, "No, I'm not." And you know what? I am. And I'm making a very conscious effort to do a little bit less, and it's working for me. So that when I am working, that I will appreciate it more. When I'm not working, I took a pottery throwing class on this hiatus because I'm actually working on a television show, which is part of my plan so that I knew that I would have summers off. So, and also I could be in Los Angeles more often. And now, honestly, it turned out I really love it. I love the group and the actors and my team and everybody. It's really been a really good experience. And I'm taking classes, you know, a sewing class. And who does that? What professional plumber can do anything, you know? We work a million hours a day. So what have I not done? I probably haven't done anything but work.
So I want to shoot some other things.
Well,
and I want to work. I'm not going to stop working.
It's good that you started doing something that you enjoy. That's always important.
It is, and I love what I do. I love doing makeup, and I love creating businesses and doing all that stuff. That's all really great. I really love the designing. That's really the part I really enjoy. I love designing. Shipping, not so much. Making labels for UPS, not so much.
No.
I leave that alone. But as a small business owner, guess what? I do it all.
That's what you do, yep.
Right.
That's what you do.
What else you got for me? What other questions?
Well, do you have anything?
Are we out of time?
No, we're not out of time yet.
Okay.
Do you have any new products or designs coming out in the near future for the Tim Green line?
I do not. No. Okay. My brain never stops, but nope.
In time, you'll come up with something.
I don't know. I need time for my brain to just relax. And I mean, seriously, if there's too much in there, you can't, if you don't create an open door or space, you can't put anything in there. You can't walk through a door and find a new beginning until you end things or you slow down with things because there's not enough room. There's not enough space. So I'm in a transitional place in my mind. I have no idea what that means. I'll be honest, but I just know that I'm seeking balance and inspiration for something. And I just don't know what that is yet. But until I clear some space, I don't know.
Exactly. We'll be patiently waiting.
It's super exciting, though.
Absolutely.
For me.
But I do understand the need for it all, that's for sure. That's for sure.
Yeah, and I'll probably have some dream, and I'll wake up tomorrow and be like, I know what it is. We can only hope. But sometimes you just sit quietly. I've been meditating, too. Okay, really, I'm telling you it all now. I've been starting to meditate, and it's amazing what that does for you. It just clears your mind, and you can actually think again. And so I think the meditation is going to help me, too, sort of figure out what's next for me.
Right.
I don't know. Do you guys meditate? Have you ever meditated?
I have meditated.
You have? I found this app, and it's a guided meditation, and it's really awesome. Yeah, because I don't know how to meditate without it, because I'm like, what am I going to sit here and not think about anything? Good luck. You know, my brain is racing.
It's kind of hard to get started, but when I do it, I try to think of nothing, and I know that kind of sounds crazy, but I just think of being in a room where it's nothing but white walls and everything's white. Like I imagine myself being dressed in white from head to toe, everything's white, so I don't see anything but white. And when I can get to the point of seeing nothing but white, that's when I've just kind of settled down and I've kind of gotten into a place where I'm not focused on anything but white. So to me, that's nothing.
Oh, I love this.
That's nothing. And so that's my way of getting to that place of just, you know, getting everything off of my mind and just, like, really settling down.
Yeah, that's fantastic. The guided meditation is really helping me, too. And they have, like, all these different people, and you can do 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever you want, and they're all very different. So I'm just, like, you know, experimenting, listening to different people, see what works for me, what jives. Yeah, it's really neat.
Yeah, I can't do it for really long.
Hey, even 2 minutes of white quiet sounds really lovely.
Yeah, right. It is. Once you get there, it really is.
Yeah, that's cool.
Well, Kim, our last and final question of the evening is, what is beauty to you?
What is beauty to me? Well, you know, this is interesting because, oh, you know, it's going to be a story. How can I help myself?
Go right ahead.
It's a little story. But I was at my sister's kid's graduation, Tori, and the whole family was coming from all over the country, and my sister was sitting in the row in front of me. There were so many people. And her kid, who's
in his early 20s. Kyle, he's a musician, and he travels. So he hasn't seen me or his mom or any of us. I mean, literally, some are coming from Texas, some are coming from Ohio, Arizona, L.A. I mean, we're all over the world coming to meet for her graduation ceremony. And so Lisa's sitting in the row in front of us, and Kyle came in and sat down to my left. And Lisa hadn't seen him in months, and I'll get to the point. But she looked over at him, and I haven't seen my sister in a long time either. And she looked over at Kyle, and she had this look on her face that I had not seen. And it was this look of, you know, the look a mom gives their kid, like just a pure love. And I told her this the other day. I said, that look on your face melted my heart. It broke my heart, the way she looked at him. It was so amazing, and it was so beautiful. And then I saw a picture on the Internet, on Facebook, of a friend of mine, Ann Masterson, looking at a bird that she was holding in her hand, and she loves animals. She's a huge animal person like I am. And she had that same look on her face. And I'm like, I sort of put this correlation together. To me, that's beauty, is that look, that it's just that look of love, you know? That just sounds too ethereal. But it really, next time you see it, or if you like two people who share, like they love each other, it's a guy and a girl, mm-hmm. or whatever, a girl and a girl, doesn't matter, and they're looking at each other, and they just have this knowing, like they share this connection of years, mm-hmm. or whatever it is, and they just kind of give themselves like a little knowing look, and you somehow get to see it, you know, mm-hmm. or the photograph. That is so beautiful to me.
Wow. That's really nice, because we've never had a response like that before.
Oh, okay.
That's really nice.
Well, what do most people say? I've heard a couple of yours.
You know, like beauty comes from within. Beauty is confidence. You know, beauty is, help me out here.
I get it.
But kind of on those lines.
Yeah. Well, it is all those things.
Yeah, it is all those things, but, you know, yeah. It's just nice when, you know, it could be something a little different than nobody would normally, you know, think of. That was nice.
Yeah. It's love. It's catching that little glimpse. Love that.
You started something there. Okay.
You're going to be thinking about that. You're going to see and go, that's right. She's pretty.
That's right.
Gives me hope.
Well, thank you so much, Kim, for joining us. We really appreciate it. I'm glad we finally got a chance to get you on.
Oh, you guys are the best. Good luck with everything, and I can't wait to see what you do next. I really can't. It's neat.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right. Have a great night. Do you need anything else from me? You good?
Well, I'm good. Thank you.
Bye. All right. Have a good night. Bye, everybody.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys for tuning in and listening to the show tonight. For those of you who really enjoyed the show, go out and mark it as a favorite on our Blog Talk Radio profile page, or you can always leave us a message on our Facebook page, or send us a tweet or email us. We'll be glad to check out your responses and post some of them as well. Also, let's see. I think Denise has something to say, I guess.
Yeah, I just wanted to encourage everyone to check out the Kim Green line of cosmetic and travel bags. Her website is thekimgreenline.com, and green is spelled G-R-E-E-N-E. So it's thekimgreenline.com. Just add an E to that green and check out her bags. I think you would like them. Go ahead and make a purchase and support her small business. Because I know we do.
Absolutely.
But please, just check out her company. And, you know, if you see something you like, then go ahead and make a purchase. She would definitely appreciate that.
And just let me put this out there. They're available. Most of the major beauty suppliers that supply to film and television, Naomi, Alcon, Cinema Secret, Nigel, did I miss any? Friends. your Costco. So you can find them in both of those major beauty suppliers.
Exactly. And join us next week where we'll have Cindy Daniels, a celebrity manicurist. She will be joining us next week on Beauty Talk. And you can follow us on our social media networks. We are on Facebook at the Beauty Talk Online Radio. You can join us on Twitter at @beauty_talk. We are on Instagram at @beauty_talk_media. And again, for all of my people on BBM, you can join our page. Our PIN number is C002EB072. C as in Charlie, 002. E as in Edward, B as in Boy, 072. So you can subscribe to our channel. And if you don't have BBM, BBM is available for all networks, I mean for all cell phone operating systems. You have the BlackBerry, Android, iPhone, and very shortly it's being beta tested now for Windows phones. So you'll be able to download BBM on Windows probably within the next few weeks. So if you don't have it, you can download it at bbm.com. And again, our channel PIN is C002EB072.
All right. So I wanted to give a big shout-out to Sharon Tina, who I see is tuned in. A lot of the callers on the line, I don't know who you are, but thank you for tuning in. And again, like I mentioned in the beginning of your show, thank you to our faithful Texas listeners who's always tuned in. We really appreciate all of you all. So again, thank you for tuning in. Make sure to tune in next Sunday as well as we come back with the firing show. Can't wait to talk with Cindy. She and I have been following each other on several social media for a while now, and she's very inspiring. And I can't wait to have her on the show. So tune in next Sunday again. The call-in number, 914-803-4399. Make sure you guys tune in. If you have a question, please call us. Ask questions while we have our guests on the line.
Yeah, exactly.
And that makes the guests feel great as well. So call in while you have the opportunity to get your questions answered. It will be a great help for you all.
And please go out and follow Kim Green on Twitter. She's @KimGreen333. Again, don't forget the green has an E on the end as well. So @KimGreen333. She's very inspiring, very talented film and television makeup artist. She has great tips on how to do a lot of things. Follow her YouTube channel and just really get to know who she is and follow her career because she's very talented. She's been in the business a long time, and you can learn a lot from her.
And maybe we'll have to get her back on the show down the road, or even sooner. Maybe do a tweet chat with her because there are a lot of questions I still didn't get a chance to answer.
That would be great.
I wanted her to share some of her tips, and I know that would have been very interesting to hear. So maybe we'll get her on a tweet chat or something soon. I'll have to call her and ask.
Sounds good.
All right. All right. So thank you everybody for tuning in. Again, we really appreciate your support. You guys are the reason why we do this, so please continue to listen, and we'll continue to bring the industry to you every Sunday night. So until next time, have a beautiful and blessed week. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.